Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 26th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Tennessee is at the center of national attention as Democrats pour resources into a December 2nd special congressional election. Republican Chair Scott Golden warned party members last week of the high-stakes race where former Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned, saying the South holds political power. The district, normally conservative with Trump winning by 22% last year, is seeing a focus on economic issues, as Democratic candidate Afton Bain emphasizes affordability and local quality of life. Political experts note the race may reflect cracks in Trump's influence and signal how Republicans adapt in a post-Trump era. Results could influence strategy for next year's midterms. Another news. Mayor Muriel Bowser announced Tuesday she will not seek a fourth term in Washington, D.C. Serving since 2015, Bowser cited laying groundwork for future leadership and thanked residents for their support. She guided the city through crises, including the COVID-19 pandemic, National Guard disputes, and federal interventions. Her departure opens the field to multiple Democratic candidates in the Capitol. Bowser highlighted accomplishments such as housing initiatives, infrastructure investments, and navigating federal tensions, while emphasizing the city's ongoing challenges and her vision for sustainable governance. The mayor's decision marks the end of a decade-long tenure in a city often at the heart of national politics. Another news. Viola Fletcher, the oldest known survivor of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, has died at 111. Fletcher, a child in Greenwood when white mobs attacked, saw hundreds of black residents killed and homes destroyed. Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols called her a symbol of resilience and truth. Fletcher spent decades reflecting on the tragedy, working largely as a housekeeper, and advocating for awareness of the massacre's legacy. Historians say her testimony helped preserve memory of one of the darkest episodes of racial violence in U.S. history. Her death underscores both the passage of a living link to history and the continued importance of confronting racial injustices around the world. Ukraine says it has reached a common understanding with the U.S. on a 28-point peace plan to end the war with Russia. Talks in Geneva this weekend refined the proposal, with U.S. President Trump sending envoy Steve Witkoff to meet Putin next week. Zelensky indicated readiness to discuss unresolved points before month end. While both sides report progress, issues like security guarantees and control of eastern territories remain. European leaders express caution, noting the complexities after almost 4 years of war. Diplomats are racing to translate agreements into actionable steps, even as ongoing fighting in Zaporizhia injures civilians and disrupts infrastructure, highlighting the war's persistent humanitarian impact. Another news. Brazil's Supreme Court has ordered former President Jair Bolsonaro to start serving a 27-year, 3-month sentence for attempting a coup after losing the 2022 election. Bolsonaro, 70, was detained last weekend for being a flight risk. The court found he conspired to block Lula's inauguration and incited rioters who stormed Brasilia in January 2023. He admitted attempting to tamper with his ankle monitor, attributing it to paranoia from medication. Co-conspirators, including former military ministers, will also serve sentences. Bolsonaro is barred from holding office until 2060. Authorities emphasized full-time medical care for him due to health concerns. The case underscores Brazil's ongoing reckoning with threats to democracy. Another news. The UN has reported that in 2024, approximately 50,000 women were killed by intimate partners or family members, about 1 every 10 minutes. Data from 117 countries shows 60% of female homicide victims were murdered by someone close to them, compared to 11% of male victims. UN Women's Sarah Hendricks highlighted that femicides are part of a continuum of violence, exacerbated by technology such as non-consensual image sharing and deepfake content. Africa had the highest number of cases. The report stressed the need for comprehensive laws addressing online and offline violence and holding perpetrators accountable, particularly in the home, which remains the most dangerous environment for women. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.